Now, Sunny FM presents Crazy Talk with Rick and Jill.
So real quick, I had to say that this is pretty awesome. We were talking about how UCF won the AC championship on Saturday, and they're going to the Fiesta Bowl. So I just found out that there's some UCF students, a lot of UCF students, lined up already outside of Spectrum Stadium box office.
Dude.
Waiting to purchase their tickets for the Fiesta Bowl, which doesn't even go on sale till tomorrow, and they're already in tents waiting to purchase these tickets. That's how UCF students roll, man. Super supportive.
And I'm still drunk from the game on Saturday.
Let me blow all my money on Fiesta Bowl tickets. Now, here's something funny. Kid Rock, you know who he is. He was removed as Grand Marshal of Nashville's 2018 Christmas Parade on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
You're not going to believe why. So, the person replacing him, by the way, is James Shaw Jr. I don't know who that is. Waffle House dude. He's the guy that protected, thwarted the mass shooting in the Waffle House in Nashville in April.
Oh, he's the Grand Marshal.
He's replacing Kid Rock now. Here's what happened. Okay. So Kid Rock goes on Fox and Friends, right? On Friday.
Yeah.
I guess they were shooting in downtown Nashville. And it's because Kid Rock just opened a steakhouse in Nashville called the Big Ass Honky Tonk Rock and Roll Steakhouse.
Oh, yeah. No, I think they should have picked the other guy anyway, but...
So he was, yeah, he was telling Steve, what's his name?
Oh, Ducey?
Yeah, so Steve, Ducey yeah. There? So the guy from, you know who he is, Steve from Fox and Friends. So he's telling host Steve that people need to come together and have calm, civil discourse. He's like, I would just love everybody, trying to give some good advice. And then he says this.
People need to calm down, get a little less politically correct. And I would say, you know, love everybody except... I'd say screw that Joey Behar bitch. Everybody.
You cannot say that.
I mean, lady.
We apologize for that.
I mean, lady.
Listen, she's just got a different point of view than you do.
Exactly. You know, hey, maybe we'll go on and I'll hash it out with her. We'll talk about it. But anyway, exactly. Aside from joking, which I was, is just go out and, you know, hash it out with people and have your thoughts and ideas, but be able to still go have a beer with somebody. Yeah.
He makes a good point. I totally get where Kid Rock's coming from.
I get his sentiment, and I agree with everything that he's trying to say. Yeah. And it's funny because you could hear Ducey in the background. So he's like he's like stuttering in the background. But then Joy Behar fired back and said, "This bee and these bees will be happy to have you on the show and have a beer."
Yeah,
She's got a thick skin. She probably wasn't even offended by it.
Yeah, no, and Kid Rock's like, look, I apologize for the language, but not the sentiment.
Right.
Like, but the look on Ducey's face, he's like, oh,
you can't say that word.
No, whoops.
What would Rick say? Rick would be like, I agree with Kid Rock 100%. Rick hates Joy Behar.
Rick would have made that into a morning show sweeper by now.
I love it. Here's something that's going to get you going. I can't wait to hear what Rick thinks about this tomorrow. So there's a radio station in Cleveland that is banning the song Baby It's Cold Outside because they said the lyrics that seem innocent back in the day, today in the Me Too movement, it has no place. Talking about, say, what's in this drink, trying to get the girl to stay even though she's trying to go.
Oh, it said the song. You mean this song, this one right here.
Why don't you put some records on while I'm
the neighbors might think.
But baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this drink?
No cabs to be high.
Oh, that's the part where everybody's...
That's the part where she's trying to go. And
what's
she's
in
like,
this drink? And he's like, yeah, why don't you stay at my house?
It's alluding to date rape and roofying. And that's what they're saying. I'm not saying that. That's what they're saying.
Yeah, that's why a bunch of people have covered it. And it's, you know, played on even the most chillest of radio stations. But apparently it's offensive.
They banned it and the internet went crazy saying, that's stupid, that's ridiculous. The song's been out for a long time. It was written a long time ago. That wasn't what it meant. And people these days are trying to twist it into something that it's not, and
why
what they're saying.
Why everybody gotta do that? What's
everybody's offended by everybody?
Yeah, it's not a big deal, you know. Just let it be
what it is.
Yeah,
stop trying to make
song,
it into something.
Yeah. I mean, you ever heard rap music? Any of it?
Oh my gosh!
I mean, come on.
And what were you saying about Reba McEntire the other day too?
Oh, Reba McEntire's fancy. I mean, she went pretty far with that song. Let me see what that ranked, because I mean that whole song is nothing but her. It's a story about a lady who pimps out her daughter
to make some money.
To make some money.
Here's your big chance, fancy, don't let me down.
Oh my gosh,
right?
Yeah. I mean, look at, oh, she, yeah.
That was one of her biggest hits, right?
It's terrible. It's terrible. See, it talks about in the summer when she turned 18. I'm looking at the lyrics right now.
Okay.
Oh, see, it's awful. This is awful.
Yet, baby,
there's
it's
still
called
a woman where a half-grown kid had stood.
Mm-hmm.
That's terrible. But it that gets played. Nobody's up in arms about Reba McEntire.
No. But yet they're going to ban Baby It's Cold Outside. Star 102 in Cleveland. Good job.
Like I said, Jolly Rancher drinks or vape juice. It's like, come on now, people. If you're going to pick one, pick one. Do them all, do them all.
Speaking of Christmas, 22 days left until Christmas, 21 shopping days left, and it is the second day of Hanukkah. So happy Hanukkah to all of our Jewish friends.
Ah, yes.
It also means today's December the 3rd, which means we are day 3 into Elf on the Shelf in my house. The Elf shows up on December
1st.
Yeah, it shows up on December 1st. It's exhausting because not only does the Elf have to find places to go. Elliot has the elf pets, so he's got the Saint Bernard, and he's got the reindeer. So I forget their names. Sugarfoot and Ginger something.
Ginger Snap?
Yeah, and then he's got like a little backpack, so now when you hide one, they all have to be creative and do stuff.
Oh.
So we'll see.
Running out of spots, though, huh?
I know.
What?
Hey, it's Smokestack. Here's the part where you would be listening to the funny parody songs we do every day, but because of lawyers and everyone's afraid to get sued, they don't let us put them on the internet. I know it's stupid, and I'm just as bummed as you are about it. But hey, you can still check it out on the radio every weekday morning, 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Rick Stacy Morning Show.